Che cavoli, how are you?
Fine, we're all very tired. We just came out of the last session.
Uh-huh.
But a fabulous experience to be together with all the Aravillians.
And
the team. And then Chuck also just said how beautiful, to experience the quality of the Aravillians and the presentations and the work. So it's definitely a bonding community experience.
I can understand that.
Yeah, and it's so great, actually. I'm really happy that you're holding this station
mm-hmm.
and that you are communicating.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just running.
Okay, I'm really...
Anu.
Thanks.
Hi, Miriam.
Hi, Anu. How it was?
Okay, now we have to find a quiet space as water fountain going off somewhere.
Oh.
Okay, wait, tell me.
No, you tell me, because you were in the afternoon there,
okay,
or the whole
so today,
Sunday.
Okay, you must have already heard a little bit from Bridget.
Yes, for the morning.
So the morning, the talks went off very well. People are a bit late in coming. It was Sunday morning.
Yeah.
So we started at 10 with the session with Tuan and Doshi, and then followed by Joss, and followed by
Uma
and Joyce.
Yeah.
By then, by the time we got to tea time, I think we had already a good full house. And every question answer panel had a lot of questions. And of course, Reboo's thing was a winner. yeah.
It's very really practical. Yeah.
He had all his stuff out there.
Yeah.
Then who else? There's Dipti, there was Jacques and Surya Gandhi and Sumit. That was very sweet, actually, because Jacques and Surya Gandhi did this, I think, in front of such an audience. Because, like Surya Gandhi said, she usually does her presentations in the villages, or, you
mm-hmm.
know, she's usually speaking in Tamil, and it's easier for her to conduct those sessions. And this was a bit of a challenge, and I think she managed very well. You know, there were moments of hesitation. So that was there, and then there was even somebody from TED Talks who was interested in recruiting some of the Auroville speakers for a presentation
really?
In October. Yeah, so then that might be happening. Then okay, then we had the evening session. The evening session was a smaller session, which had Marco and Krishna doing the film festival.
Yeah. Yes.
Which ended with Giannini.
The winner.
And then we had Vimal presenting his book on craft.
Yes.
And then there was
Pierre
presenting his work in art and transformation, how he has approached his work in the
mm-hmm.
as an artist. And that also had quite an interesting, a shorter Q&A, but that sort of spilled over. You know, it wasn't like a more public Q&A. It was a Q&A which spilled over much more over tea with different people.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a very interesting writer's session, actually.
Yeah, that's I'm really curious about this one.
Yeah, because Shantan State is, as I said, he's this Buddhist. He's actually a Zen master. You know, he's an Acharya. So he started us off with a moment of silence and breathing,
mm-hmm.
and he sat cross-legged on the chair, and it was great, you know.
In front of full house.
Everybody was disoriented.
Wait.
They were wondering what was going on.
Okay, Anu, tell me just something before we go further. So he started that in front of the full house, full room.
Yes, absolutely. And he had everybody breathing and eyes closed and silent and clearing your mind and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So we did all that.
Hmm.
Then he introduced us briefly, and Christoph had a packet of, you know, all our books and stuff flashing at the back, you know, what kind of stuff we have.
Mm-hmm.
And then he set off on questions, basically, you know, why, what set us, you know, our experience of being in Auroville and what brought us to writing and why, you know, we chose to explore what we did.
Mm-hmm.
So that was actually, and, you know, like Sebastian, he's a photographer, so his approach is much more visual.
Yeah.
And Claude, much more political. And for me, as a writer of fiction, much more to see how the imagination is, you know,
can
approach different, and Auroville as a myth, as a new myth to be explored. So, and it got quite a lot of audience questions. We could have gone on forever, but we have to close it down.
It was only 1 hour, time.
It was only 1 hour. Mm-hmm. But it was very, you know, like we didn't feel the time going by. It was already, time was already up. So now we close down. We're sitting all together for dinner. Mm-hmm. I mean, in different places. And most of the group will be returning tomorrow morning. And some of us are staying on till the end. And we close down and then we come back.
Mm-hmm. And the next week is going to be exhibition would be open, I believe, on films,
Yes. So now the art exhibition will be running and also the films. Seems there are a lot of people who are coming. They had two or three, eminent artists who actually visited the art exhibition. And somebody even said, hey, you shouldn't be running around with it all over the country. You should keep it in Oravis so people can come there, to see
another,
it there.
Another point, yes.
Yeah. Anyway. But I think it's been a very good experience for us and for people to discover all this.
I believe that actually it will take months to digest what was happening.
Probably.
For you and for the people who came,
I think the context will, this exchange with whatever has happened with people in Delhi, in India, the website or the blog we have, it's a reference point and people can keep connecting. Mm-hmm. You know, we should keep that space open for a while so that, that exchange can grow and the context can come both ways. Mm. So that's also part of the exercise of making this.
Were there maybe any practical offers already?
All kinds of things, like I told you. Mm. There's a great interest in some of the experiments which are happening, whether it's Joss, whether it was Ribu, whether it was Uma, whether it was Tuan with the urban... Because they're doing something on urban utopias. Mm-hmm. And so, all these... In terms of ideas, it's because... I think what people sense is that Oroville is, what it's bringing is a totally different attitude, it's a different way to perceive the world. And by doing that, the models that come have a slight difference,
And they're always...
Even in practical terms.
Yeah, so, they're always practically implemented, That's the huge difference.
Yeah. There's also, yesterday I forgot to tell you that one thing which came up repeatedly... Mm-hmm. Not just from people in Oroville, but people who spoke on different panels, including people from the foundation. There's this thing that Oroville is not a government department, that it is something which has to grow in freedom, and it is something which has to nurture its own...
autonomy.
Its own autonomy, but of course with responsibility. That it cannot come by itself.
That is also in line the way we do things, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, visual.
Okay, Miriam, I have to go back.
Yeah, good night, thanks.
Yes?
Hi, Marco, good evening.
Yes, hi.
Yeah, I'm in studio and I'm trying to record the impressions, the thoughts.
Now, in this moment?
Yes, because it's the best moment, no?
Well, just because we are just sitting at the restaurant. Finally, after this long day. Anyway, tell me. Very short, I can give you some impression.
Yes, please.
What do you want to know?
Tell me how you saw these things, how it's going, and I know that the films are staying in India International Center for next week. There would be screening,
Yeah. Well, now the weekend is, the session, the all the presentation I've done. Mm-hmm. And now it's remaining the video that are going to be screened every 7 hour and a half. Mm-hmm. And then we have the exhibition that is going on until the 21st. So we are here, me, Krishna, Sebastian, and we're going to go on to run the show. Mm-hmm. And people is very interested. Is coming during the day. Lots of artists and so creators. Mm-hmm. People that they say that they will come back, mm-hmm. and that
It's really, really an interesting exposition, a success, you can say. Yeah. So let's see what will happen. We know that there is people interested to the pieces. Most probably, some of the pieces will be sold. Mm-hmm. But that is we cannot sell, but we know that there is a lot of collectors that are interested. So let's see. It's quite interesting to see what's happened. Yeah.
About the films, you brought there only the winning films from the last festival, or you brought?
No, not at all. No. We have it's not connected strictly with the movies of the Auroville Film Festival. There are movies that were presented in the Auroville Film Festival, some win, some not, but it's a selection of movies and documentaries on Auroville, done by Aurovillians, done by people
who
that
visited.
Made the movie outside of Auroville. We select not the concept, we select the quality of the movie. Mm-hmm. Technically, we create a panel to check who the best, technically speaking, the best movie. Mm-hmm. Because the concept of all the movies that were suggested are equally interesting as a content. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was just wondering if we got any movies on transformation.
On transformation?
Yeah, because that was the leading theme of the festival, yeah?
Well, the movies are not basically, are not selected on transformation. Well, you see, all the movies done on the theme of Auroville are transformation.
Somehow they are connected to it. Yeah.
But we don't select the movie on that mm-hmm. idea. No. Our movies done to explain Auroville. There are movies like Who Are You? That win the festival. So there mm-hmm. are a mixed movie. There is a movie of Basil. So not necessarily done on the transformation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were there any comments on the already seen movies from the audience?
A few comments. Basically, I was all the time in the gallery and today for the presentation of the Auroville Film Festival. So I don't have much comments on that. Mm-hmm. But the few people that I met that were going to see the movie, they are very interested. Some of them just a few minutes ago, I talked with them, a few ladies that say they will come back. Because mm-hmm. they want to see as much as possible of this movie. So the movies go on for the full week, mm-hmm. and definitely people will come back to see the movie, yes.
And how was the afternoon talk you were talking
well,
about?
Well, the things that were, you see, basically I follow a little bit, just a little bit, because mm-hmm. Upstairs there is a lot of people coming full time, constantly, so I have to be there. But was very interesting. The mm-hmm. people are always, the room was quite full, mm-hmm. and the questions were very pertinent, very very excited there.
So in overall, the interest is good. The audience they really well received.
Whatever
the Auroville share with them, yeah.
Yeah. Now, we really would like to bring back all the show in Auroville, so we are planning to do that. Mm-hmm. We are discussing that. Mm-hmm. So there is an idea to replicate the same exhibition in Auroville. So now we are just discussing the places and how to do that. And there was this, the opening would be Shaka Desai making an excellent, superb speech
on
about art, and that we would like to record and most probably publicate even in our art magazine, the next one. Uh-huh. So let's see. There are a lot of material that is really interesting. We really would like to bring back to the community what we did here, because mm-hmm. it's I think it's the first step of something
Something big, yeah.
A change, let's say. A transformation.
Transformation, yeah.
Our way of communicating also.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's always it's positive. Yeah. Christoph or Annie was maybe also video recording something, filming.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. He's recording a lot of things and he's preparing something that we're going to show.
Yeah.
When he's editing. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll look forward for that, and we look forward for you guys to come back. Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody, some of them will come back tomorrow directly, and we will stay here. For the work.
Until the end, yeah. Okay, Marco.
Okay.
Thanks a lot for talking to me.
Have a good evening.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Oh.
Good night.